When things go awry, the answer is often, well, that wasn't my intention. How do we meet certain objectives without fulfilling our core intentions? What goes wrong along the way? I'm Jody Rye, and this is the Intentifiers podcast. I'm an HR consultant, facilitator, and coach. I help organizations bring humanity back to their workplaces. In this show, recorded on the sacred stolen territories of the Katsi, Kwantlen, Semiamu, and Tawasin nations, I have the honor of taking you into the hearts and minds of fascinating humans to explore how being intentional can help people create solid human connections in their work and beyond. The Intentifiers podcast is one that explores how being intentional can help people create solid human connections in their work and beyond. The guests on the show are individuals of all walks of life who have unlocked doors for themselves and others by discovering what influences their root intent. From founders, entrepreneurs, and team leads to creatives, healers, and coaches, they share stories of intent that inspire, delight, teach, and remind us that we are all human. So what's an intentifier? An intentifier is a person who connects with other humans through self-reflection and an innate desire to do things a better way. They are lifelong learners who actively and purposefully evolve from their lived experiences. Intentifiers, like me, see humans as beautifully imperfect systems navigating through the world around them. Guided by their life purpose and values, intentifiers seek to understand what drives their motivations, what's behind the why. This discovery work empowers them to lead a more fulfilling life, making a more positive impact on their own trajectory and those of everyone around them. So I've come up with this idea called intentification. I blurted out this word during a facilitation session I was conducting with a group of managers or new supervisors. I was sharing with them this idea of intention and how I thought it was really important for us to identify what's behind our intentions, what's driving what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to call it intentification. Intentification. Yep, it's a made-up word, one that I actually blurted out a few years ago. It's now become a framework or philosophy that I use in the work that I do. I want to explore why, when things go awry, the answer is often, well, that wasn't my intention. How do we meet certain objectives without fulfilling our core intentions? What goes wrong along the way? This framework or philosophy called intentification is all about being mindful in order to understand what is influencing an intention. To me, there are underlying influencers behind each of our intentions, such as values, beliefs, human needs, emotions, ancestral wisdom, intersectionality, and lived experiences. All of these influencers impact our current ways of working and our desired changes. Inspired by theory of change and theory of action, these elements impact which actions are taken and what outcomes are achieved. Taking the time to understand why you want to achieve a specific outcome brings newfound awareness and mindfulness to the problem area before you can begin executing a plan so that you can ensure that you're executing the right one. Stories of intent that I hear, that I'm able to share through this podcast, are ones where I ask individuals and guests, so what was your intention? I then ask them questions around what strategies or actions did they take in order to have the intention that they set come to fruition. I then am lucky enough to then find out, well, what was the impact? At the end of the day, did they feel fulfilled? Were they satisfied with the intention that they set, with the actions that they took? And on top of how it impacted them, I'm dying to find out from my guests, what was the impact on others? I hope as you listen to the podcast episodes and hearing from Intentifiers, their stories of intent, you find resonance and inspiration so that you can live a life where you feel fully happy and have symbiotic impact.